You're listening to SBS News.
Spithorns first sparked headlines in 2016 after the ABC revealed footage of Dylan Voller, heavily restrained and wearing a hood, inside Darwin's youth detention centre. It prompted a royal commission into juvenile detention and ignited calls for spithoods to be banned. Last year, South Australia became the first Australian state to completely ban the devices after a long-running campaign following the death in custody of Indigenous man Wayne Feller Morrison. The decision, announced by Queensland Police, only prohibits their use within watch houses, but not in detention centres. Acting Deputy Commissioner Mark Wheeler explained how police came to their decision.
It's an emotive and complex issue, as we also need to balance the safety of our watch house staff, which is absolutely vital and remains front of mind at all times for the police service.
The move has outraged the Queensland Police Union. The union's Ian Evers says it jeopardises officers' health and exposes them to serious diseases.
What we will see now, the only option available to police is to use open and closed hand tactics. What that means in reality, when one of these prisoners spits in our face, there is no doubt they will get a smack in the mouth. Let's call this for what it is. We will have no other option. We will act in self-defence and do whatever we possibly can to defend ourselves.
Debbie Kilroy from Sisters Inside Advocacy Group says they want a total ban across the country.
We need to go further. We need to ban spithoods across the board, whether it's in watch houses, whether it's in prisons, whether it's in mental health facilities, wherever they're used, they must be banned, and the government must legislate to ban them as a matter of urgency.
While touring the new youth detention centre site in Darwin that's set to replace the Dondale facility, the Northern Territory's Police Minister, Kate Warden, said they're also considering similar changes.
The Territory Government has been looking at it in a very broad form, from the context in which they're used right the way through to the types of spithoods that are available. It's a very broad piece of work.
The former Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder says politics is stalling progress.
So what we see is politics. You know, it's even trying to get governments to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 12. I think in 100 years' time, people will look back at us and think, how barbaric were these people?
The hoods have not been used by police in New South Wales, Victoria, or the ACT. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.